Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to speak to you about an important concept you need to know about called reaction formation. What if you hated someone you were socially and morally expected to love? For instance, what if you felt hate or any other negative emotion towards one of your loved ones? This could be your parents, children, spouse, or any other person you are expected to have positive feelings for. These negative feelings, if openly expressed and acknowledged, would likely be reprehensible to you and to others. According to the theory of reaction formation, we subconsciously suppress negative emotions that don't align with the image we have of ourselves, and instead we express the opposite of what we are feeling in an exaggerated way. The concept of reaction formation may be difficult to grasp or identify completely. It's an effective defense mechanism that can be disguised in many ways, and many of us engage in this behavior without being aware of why we act in a certain way. An example that is often cited is the boy who pulls a girl's ponytail and constantly picks on her because at a subconscious level he is attracted to her and unable to accept his attraction. So instead, he will express the opposite emotion of dislike. According to reaction formation, we do this in order to protect our egos and our self-esteem against any thoughts and feelings that we feel are against our personal, communal, and societal standards. Reaction formation is an ego defense mechanism and is one of Sigmund Freud's concepts which is still relevant today. Freud developed the idea of the defense mechanism from his belief in the id, ego, and superego. He believed that humans are driven to avoid tension and feelings of anxiety that arise when there is conflict between the id and the ego. As a result of a conflict that threatens how we view ourselves, we seek to diminish unpleasant feelings through unconscious defense mechanisms. In the case of reaction formation, the thought of hating your sibling, child, or spouse would likely cause you much anxiety and internal conflict. The reaction, being the impulses and emotions you have, in this case, hate, would not be acceptable and would threaten how you view yourself. In order to prevent this, we try to avoid the feared emotion by engaging in its opposite emotion. Essentially, the defense mechanism of reaction formation causes you to express the opposite of your inner feelings through your outward behavior. Your subconscious is choosing to express emotions that it deems safe in order to avoid anxiety. Your true feelings will become masked in the opposite and exaggerated feelings. What is interesting is that Freud theorized that our instincts are arranged in pairs. For example, life versus death, action versus passivity, love versus hate, and construction versus destruction. In the case of hate, in order to avoid feeling anxiety over how we truly feel, we might respond by engaging in an overflow of love to conceal the hostility. Love, in this case, will become an exaggerated performance. An example of this is the mother who bears an unwanted child. The mother will become extremely solicitous and overprotective to convince both herself and the child that she is a good mom and does indeed love her child. The problem is that the love that arises from the defense mechanism of reaction formation is not based on a real emotion. It is love that sprouts as a reaction to our initial negative feelings. So it's a love that is insecure, exaggerated, inflexible, and compulsive. It's a love that cannot adapt to changing circumstances as genuine emotions do. It's a love that must be constantly on display as if any lapse in the performance would cause the real and contrary emotion to display itself. While reaction formation may protect the individual's self-esteem in the moment, these suppressed feelings can lead to many issues over time. When you suppress your emotions and feelings, you are suppressing parts of you that make up your authentic self. For example, If you truly dislike or even hate someone, but are constantly praising and proclaiming your love and admiration for them, this will likely lead you to develop resentment and anger towards them. Over time, this resentment may cause you to act out in anger and hostility towards that person. While you cannot go around proclaiming your dislike for people, you can learn to recognize that the opposite emotion you are displaying is not authentic and take steps to stop. By analyzing why you feel and act a certain way, you may come to recognize and accept the root cause of your negative feelings. I find that many individuals with narcissistic tendencies fear having their true selves exposed. They fear that if someone sees who they truly are, they might be rejected or abandoned. In order to avoid this, you might present a false, idealized version of yourself to the world. This false self will often express exaggerated and unmerited feelings towards others in order to keep them around. These false emotions and feelings can be seen as reaction formation to the actual dislike you feel towards others, especially those who you feel have power over you. You might fear and dislike them because they have the potential to judge, hurt, reject, or abandon you. This behavior is often referred to as love bombing. It's an exaggerated and overwhelming display of love and affection expressed by constant flattery and attention. Over time, individuals with narcissistic tendencies will come to resent this person they have falsely idolized and will begin to resent them. Your resentment might lead you to knock them off the pedestal you put them on. This is generally the beginning of the narcissistic discard stage. I wanted to share this concept of reaction formation with you to help you become more self-aware. I want to encourage you to work on becoming more mindful of the true feelings that you have towards others. I'm not suggesting to act out on any negative feelings you have towards others. However, it's okay to accept your true feelings about others in order to not harbor resentment and hostility towards them later. This behavior tends to sabotage relationships. So give it some thought and pay attention to how you really feel about others, and then observe your behavior. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.